look forward to celebrating later. Amen. Oh, so excited. I'm so excited.
Amen.
I want the Lord message. Jesus. No, I cannot do that. I need to be faithful. I'm so excited. Hey, Ransom. You're right? Ransom, right? Hey, right, Ransom. Good to see you. Amen. Long time no see. You ready? All right, begin. Then Jesus told them this parable.
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home.
Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says,
Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven
over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent.
Finish? Okay, thank you. The sermon title today is The Lost Sheep. Bible compares us as sheep. The Bible compares Jesus as the shepherd. He is the shepherd. We are the sheep. Hallelujah. And the relationship between shepherd and the sheep is so beautiful. How beautiful?
So beautiful.
Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, so often we have misunderstanding about Lord Jesus Christ. We have misunderstanding about who our God is, who our shepherd is. Many people think that God is mean God. Many people think that God is judging and he delights to destroy his people, wipe it with judgment, with thunder, with fire. No, that's a wrong image of who God is. Clearly, 1 John, Bible says, God is love. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, God is
love.
God is not mean God. He does not delight in sin. He does not delight in destroying his people. He is love and he loves you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He loves you just the way you are. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he didn't ask for your promise. If you love me, then I will die on the cross. If you believe me, I will die on the cross. No! He didn't require that promise. He willingly was crucified on the cross because he is love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to understand that relationship between God and man, shepherd and sheep, is a loving relationship. He loves you. Jesus Christ is our good shepherd. He is what?
Good shepherd.
Jesus Christ is a good shepherd. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says, good shepherd lays his life for the sheep. Indeed, there's only one person in this entire universe who died on the cross.
Amen.
For us. You tell me who died for you.
Jesus.
Throughout the history of entire humanity, you tell me one person who died on the cross. There are many religions out there, but they didn't die on the cross. You have to see this. And Jesus had power to ask the Father to send the angels to destroy the Roman Empire at that time. But he didn't use the power. He willingly gave his life to the hands of the soldiers. Hallelujah. Why is that? Because he is a good shepherd. He knows that is the only way to save us. That is the only way to rescue us from the hands of the enemy, from the hands of Satan. So he willingly died for us. Hallelujah, for that love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's read that sentence together. Ready? Begin.
The good shepherd leads, protects, and nurtures, and the sheep enjoys the rest and satisfaction.
Amen. The good shepherd leads, protects, and nurtures. And the sheep enjoys the rest and satisfaction. Because Jesus Christ is our shepherd, we have true satisfaction.
Amen.
We have rest. We have peace in our heart. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the next. But unfortunately, in this today's story, Bible says, when one sheep gets lost, that shepherd leaves 99 who does not need to repent, but goes after that one lost sheep. That's the heart of the shepherd. That's the heart of God. God's heart goes out to the one lost sheep. Now, when sheep lost the shepherd, that's when the tragedy happens. That's when sad things happen. Brothers and sisters, what is sin? Is sin killing somebody? Is sin robbing somebody? Is sin stealing something? Is that sin? Of course that's a sin. But the fundamental sin, the Bible says, is sin is when sheep goes astray from the path of the shepherd. Sin is when we leave shepherd and goes onto our own way. That is sin. Let's look at Isaiah 53 verse 6. Ready? Begin.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray.
Each of us has turned to his own way.
And the Lord has laid his sin
on him, the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We are all like a sheep. We have gone astray. We have gone astray. Now, look. There are only two ways exist on this earth. Way of life. Another way of death. There are two roads. There are only two roads that exist. Road of life and road of death. Okay? And Jesus Christ says, I am the way. I am the way. What is that way? That's the way of the truth. Because Jesus Christ, next verse says, I am the
truth.
John 14, 6 to 10. I am the way, the truth, and the
life.
Listen. If you are on the way of, if you are on the road of way, which is Jesus Christ is the way, if you're on that way, you will soon find the truth. And the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the true truth shall set you
free.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you know truth, you are free now. If you don't know the truth, then you are not free. There's something inside you is binding, is tangling. And you have that emptiness, and you have that sorrow, you are hopeless and helpless, and you are bound to the earth. But you know what? When you meet and find the truth, then you have freedom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have freedom. You have peace.
Amen.
You have love.
Lord.
You have satisfaction.
Amen.
You are content.
Amen.
Because Jesus says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want. If the Jesus Christ is your shepherd, then you are content. You are satisfied. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So, you are on the road, Jesus Christ is the road, and then you meet the truth, and then, guess what? What is the end of it? What is that end of the road? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth,
and the life.
Hallelujah. I am the life. I am the life. Let's read that scripture together. Begin. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through
me.
Except through me. Either Jesus Christ is crazy, either he is lunatic, or he is real, what he says he is. Only two options. Either Jesus Christ is real, when he says, I am the way, Jesus Christ didn't say, I am a way. I am not one of the ways. Jesus Christ, he said, I am the way. I am only the way to the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whether he is lunatic and he's crazy, or he's real. And we believe that he's real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? There's so many proofs. Because he did rose again from the dead.
Amen.
And the history proves, history divided before Christ and after Christ. And there are so many witnesses throughout the whole world who follow Jesus Christ even with their life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We are the witness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So many people got lost now. They got lost. Because they have not found the Savior. They have not found the truth. They have not found the way. They have not found the life. Now, just for a second, brothers and sisters, what is life? What is life? You tell me. What is life? Pastor Toki, what is life? What is life? You know, it's a simple question, but it's hard to answer, isn't it? It's a simple question. What is life? And we're like, what is it? What is life? Cat is life? Dog has life? You have life? You have life, yeah. I'll give you a definition. What is life? Anything that is eternal, that's life. If a life stops on this earth, that is not life. We call it temporal life, and it disappears. Listen, our physical life is not real life. You know why? Because it will disappear. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
When you die, you're going to take your body to heaven?
No.
When your body, it decays and goes back to the dust. Your body is a dust. Did you know that? In Genesis chapter 1:26, God says, let us, plural, let us make man in the according to our image. That image was the image of Christ. Let us, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're one. The three in one. Hallelujah. And so our body made out of dust. And when we die, this body goes return to the dust. So the dust is not the reality. Do you understand? Dust is the shadow. The reality means something that is eternal. Something that is forever. Hallelujah. Something that continues forever. That is the reality. That is the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the life. So there is only one person who is real life and real truth and real way. And that is Jesus Christ. Why? Because he lasts forever. He is the true God. He lasts forever. Amen.
Amen.
We don't last. But praise the Lord. We are limited, finite people. But Jesus Christ is eternal, Son of God and Son of Man. And he came into our being when we say, Lord Jesus, we believe in you. We accept you as my Lord and Savior. He comes, enters into our being. And guess what? He is a true life. He is eternal life. When he enters into our being, now we have eternal life.
Amen.
That is life.
Amen.
That is the life.
Amen.
Because he will not vanish. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So what is a wise life? What is a wise life? We invest on the things that is eternal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is eternal? Jesus Christ is eternal. Amen.
Amen.
Bible is eternal. Amen.
Amen.
So we invest our time because it will last forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our citizenship is in the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All this earth, what you see now, this earth, Korea. Korea is a beautiful country, isn't it? But the Korea you see, or your countries, the whole planet, one day it will disappear. It meant to not last forever. Only Jesus Christ lasts forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So what are the conditions?
When the ship gets lost,
these are the conditions that Bible says, okay? When the ship gets lost, number one, loses the Lord. When sheep goes away from the Lord, then sheep will lose the Lord, isn't it? Now, dog has an owner, pen has an owner, this microphone has an owner. Who's the owner of this microphone? Thank you, PJ. It's me. I am the owner of this microphone, okay? Listen, there's something that has no owner is a garbage. Whoa. Did you get that? Ransom, did you get that? Something that has no owner is a garbage. If you have a diamond, size of my hand, diamond, you know? Punta, glorious, shining diamond. That will cost millions of dollars, right? But the diamond has no owner. It's just thrown away somewhere in the garbage truck. It's thrown away there. There's no owner. Does that diamond has any value? And it has any value?
No.
Although it will cost so much money in the diamond store, when it's thrown away and there's no owner, then it's just garbage. You and I, we have an owner.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the creator of the universe.
Amen.
He's the creator of the universe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it loses the Lord. Okay, next. The second thing that happens is it loses the purpose. When sheep goes away from the shepherd, sheep will lose the purpose. Okay? Now, when sheep was with the shepherd, what was the purpose? What was the purpose of the sheep? To follow the shepherd. Hallelujah. Mm. That was the purpose, isn't it? To follow the shepherd. And when the shepherd leaves the pastures, the sheep goes there and lay down and then eat the grass. Follow the shepherd. Follow the leading. Hearing the shepherd's voice. Being together with the shepherd. That was the purpose. But then, when the sheep goes away, he or she loses the purpose. Listen, only the Lord knows the purpose of the sheep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ knows the purpose of your life. When you are connected with Jesus, you know the purpose of your life. If you are far away from Jesus, you have no idea why we exist. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, may our eyes be open and know, get to know the purpose of our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me just shortly share with you the purpose of life. Okay? When God first created man and first Adam, right? From Adam's rib, God built Eve, right? Okay? But when God first created Adam, in Genesis 1:26, let us make man according to our image. And chapter 2, verse 7 says, God created our body with the dust, and he breathed the breath of life. That was neshama in Hebrew word. That was spirit. So he breathed his spirit into our being, and Bible says man became a living soul. So we have body, soul, and spirit. Body is five senses. You see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you touch. Five senses, right? Your soul is your knowledge, your thoughts, your emotion. You're feeling something, that's emotion, and your will. You want to do this, do that. That's your will. You understand? So God created that soul. And God created also spirit. And that spirit is communicating with God and to intuition and conscience. If you do something wrong, your conscience bothers you. Conscience says inside you, right? That's wrong thing to do. That's spirit. You see? But God created that spirit. Why? So that God can come into us. He's Luke. I have water here, and this is a water cup. In order for me to contain water, I need what now? The water, there's water inside, okay? You believe me, huh? There's water inside. In order to contain water, I need what?
Container.
I need cup. Do you understand? Without this cup, this water will be just dropped on the floor, isn't it? I need a cup to hold the water. Hallelujah! Do you get it? For God to come into me, I need to have the Spirit. Because Bible says God is?
Spirit.
God is?
Spirit.
John chapter 4 verse 24 says, God is Spirit. Therefore, worshipers must worship in
Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we are praising and worshiping, guess what? Our spirit is stirred up. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we are so excited. Because God is in our spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So the purpose of your life is that God come into your being, into your spirit, and you become one with God. Okay, repeat after me. I and God.
I and God.
Are one.
Are one.
One more time. I and God.
I and God.
Are one.
Are one.
Me and Jesus.
Me and Jesus.
We are one.
We are one.
Do you believe?
Amen.
That is the purpose why God created man and woman. To become one. Remember how God was a presider over one first couple in this planet, on this earth. Who was the first couple?
Adam and Eve.
Okay. So, Adam and Eve. Rachel, come. I am Adam, she's Eve. She looks like Eve?
Yes, of course.
Beautiful?
Have you seen her?
Because Bible says, when Adam saw Eve, he was so surprised. His mouth just opened and like, whoa! Beautiful. My bone of bones and my flesh of flesh. You understand?
Yeah.
He was so surprised. Why? Why? Because she was built from my
rib.
Where's my rib? Is this one or this one? Which one?
Yes,
that. Okay. So, do you want to know this? Do you want to know the secret of happy marriage life? She's from my rib. She protects my heart.
Wow.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. But me, I have to embrace her. Bible says, love your wife as I have loved you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the Bible, man is the head of woman. That does not mean I am higher than over her.
Yes.
I am not higher. Because I am head of the woman, I cannot commend to her. Honey, wipe the floor. I cannot commend to her as if she is my slave. No. I am not higher, she is not lower. We are equal. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's why we are saying height. Yeah. I am not above her. She is not below me. We are equal.
Amen.
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 But there's order. Order. God is God of order. God, when God blesses couple, God blesses through the head. And I am the head, so God blesses through me and bless her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God blesses through me to children.
Amen.
But I am not higher. I shouldn't commend to her. I shouldn't give orders to her. And when there's something comes up, I need to do it like this. Honey, something comes up. What do you think, honey? She's so nice. Every time I say something, she say, "Honey, I will follow you. Wherever you go, I go. Wherever you stop, I will stop." She always is like, "She's a very good wife." Listen, we are one. Amen?
Amen.
We are one. Husband, wife. Bible says we have become one flesh, one body. Amen.
Amen.
We are one. Amen.
Amen.
Likewise, honey, please. Likewise, Jesus Christ is the husband, church is the wife.
Amen.
We are one.
Amen.
Amen.
We are one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not God of you know, the universe. He's not just away there somewhere sitting in the heaven. No, he is in me.
Amen.
This is the gospel. He is in me. He is in you.
Amen.
Where? In your spirit. In your spirit. God lives in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apostle Paul confessed it, Galatians 2:20. The life I live, I no longer live. But Christ
lives in me.
Lives in me. When you read the Bible, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's so obvious. Why do you think we are so happy? Why do you think Clint is so energetic? He's like, he's doing his show here. Huh? Why you saw Daniel? He's like, huh? Yeah. Why he's worshiping with his entire body, his energy, his heart? Because God is in them.
Amen.
God is in him and God is in him.
Amen.
God is in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter what happens to this world, I am happy and I'm content.
Amen.
I am satisfied.
Amen.
Because God is in me.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the Son of God. He came to this earth as the Son of Man.
Amen.
He is perfect God and perfect man.
Amen.
We call him infinite God, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus' name is infinite God, man. Come on, you say it together. You say it together. Ready? Who Jesus Christ? You're going to say infinite God, man. Infinite means eternal, okay? That's why he is the life. Okay, ready? Who is Jesus Christ?
Infinite God, man.
One more time. Who is Jesus Christ?
Infinite God, man.
And there is none like him. There is no one like him. I tell you, brothers and sisters, there is no one like him. Who is like Jesus Christ? You tell me one person who is like Jesus Christ. Who died for us on the cross? Who rose again from the dead? History proves it. Don't you think if Jesus Christ is a liar and he didn't rise from the dead, don't you think thousands, millions of Christians who followed Jesus Christ at that time, when Jesus Christ rose again, don't you think they would just run away? Look. Only in the Bible, when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, he was bleeding, was crucified brutally, and he was dying, and the disciples all fled. They ran away. Did you know that? 12 disciples, Peter, John, Andrew, all the disciples, they betrayed Jesus, and they ran away. Why? They were scared. But later on, if you know the Bible, story comes along saying, those 12 disciples, they all died for Jesus Christ. They all got murdered. We call it martyr. Martyr means they died for Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus, they all were killed. Now, you tell me, they ran away when Jesus Christ was crucified, but later on, why did they die for Jesus? Don't you think they would just go away? Do you know Jesus? There was one time Jesus was crucified, he was about to crucify, and the Roman soldier asked Peter. Peter was a very strong follower of Jesus Christ, so they asked Peter, you know Jesus. And Peter was very scared, because if he says, yes, I know Jesus, then he's going to be also be killed, might kill. So he was scared, and he denied. Who is Jesus? I deny him. Second time asked, Peter, you know Jesus Christ? And he says, I judge him, I condemn him. Oh my goodness. Third time asked, you know Jesus? I do not know him, I never heard of him. He denied Jesus three times. Now, later story, we found out Peter also was crucified upside down. Not like this, he was crucified upside down. Brutally killed by Roman soldiers. What happened? Do you see? Do you see the power of God's resurrection? Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ rose again from the death. He defeated the death, and he appeared to his disciples. Mm. When you read the Bible, he appeared to his disciples and said, one day he knocked the door. The disciples was there, and they were scared, like, oh no, Jesus Christ, he died. The Lord, Master we follow, he died. And they were like scared inside. Mm. So Jesus knocked on the door. But it's not good. Scared. And guess what? Jesus didn't even open the door, but Jesus just passed through the door. he just went through the door and he appeared, and they were all surprised. Whoa, you're a ghost! And he says, it is I, do not fear. So Jesus appeared before the disciples. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is real. Amen?
Amen.
He's real. History proves it. You and I, we are the proof. We are the witness. That he is the savior of the world.
Amen.
That he is the good shepherd. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He laid down his life for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, you'll find the purpose when you have Jesus Christ. Number three, when sheep goes away from the shepherd, there's a loneliness. Now think about it. There's loneliness. Now there's a big loneliness that creeps to so many people these days.
Mm.
When you're home alone, you feel empty. Isn't it? You feel empty. Empty house, you have many meetings, but then after the meetings, you feel empty. Mm-hmm. All those superstars, the famous Korean singer. K-pop?
Yes.
K-pop, you like K-pop, right? K-pop. All those K-pop singers on the big stage, and so many crowd. Opa! Falling in Opa! they receive all this attention and superstar. Guess what? When that show is over, they go home. You know what they do?
Yeah.
They do drugs.
Yes, drinks.
And drinks alcohol. Why?
Empty.
Mm-hmm. So empty, so in vain. That's why many superstars, they suicide.
Mm-hmm.
They commit suicide. Because they cannot fill that emptiness. Mm-hmm. Nothing can fill it. No superstar, nothing. Possessions of this world, the money, the fame, nothing can satisfy their soul. Only Jesus Christ, our soul, can satisfy your soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Yes.
If you are feeling lonely, that means you are away from the shepherd.
Mm.
You need to come back to the shepherd like a sheep. Come to the shepherd. And the shepherd will hug you. Oh, my sheep, I love you. There's only one person that loves you and cares about you. That's me. Come to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come back to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Come back to the shepherd.
Amen.
Because that's where you belong to.
Amen.
Amen. The fourth, when you go away from the shepherd, you feel nervous. You feel fearful. There are so many fear factors in Korea.
Mm.
Huh? And around the world, isn't it? In Korea, especially North Korea, they want to shoot missiles. They want to shoot the atomic bombs. Huh? Nuclear missiles. When Jesus Christ is our shepherd, we do not fear.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, Apostle Paul says, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die
is gain.
Is gain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For to live is Christ and to die is gain. Even if I die for Jesus Christ, even if I die now, I will gain. Gain what?
Jesus.
Gain Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Not only that, when you're away from shepherd, guess what? The sheep will suffer from addictions. There are so many addictions nowadays by Satan. It's 100% from hell, from Satan. Satan's job to come to this earth is to steal, to kill,
and destroy.
Remember that. To steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come so that you may have life and abundant life. Hallelujah. What are those addictions? Alcohol. One sip of alcohol. Just one sip, okay? Okay. One sip. Soju. Not bad. Maybe I should try one more. Okay, one more. Not bad. Actually, it's good. Give me one more. Oh, okay, so one more? Really one more? Just one more, okay.
Hey, don't misunderstand.
I never got drunk. I'm very gifted in acting. I'm a professional actor. Thank you. He's a professional actor. If he says I am, then I never got drunk. Okay. Praise the Lord. I drink one cup of soju. My face gets apple red. And then I start feeling dizzy. Honey, where are you? And I vomit. So I thank God. My body cannot digest alcohol. No good.
Let's try red wine.
Cigarette too. Ah, headache. 사장님, 공장장님, 팀장님, 막 뭐라 그래. They scold you, they rebuke you, they don't pay you on time. The work is so hard, smelly and dirty and dangerous and difficult. Ah, so much headache. So what do you do? You smoke. Don't get me wrong. I never smoke, okay? Why are you looking at me like, oh, Pastor Boy smoke? No, I don't smoke. But when I was young, I confess. When I was young, I smoked about 1 month. Many, many cigarettes. Why? There was a beautiful girl. There was a beautiful, beautiful girl. I liked her, but she kicked me out. She refused me. Oh, that hurt me. So I need to do something to soothe my, comfort my hurt, pain. So I start smoking. Does it work? No. It just gave me dizziness. You know, when you're smoking, like, you feel, happy. No, not happy at all. Gambling. You go gambling, use $100. First time, you know something weird? When you get, maybe this is what many people come. They do win gambling, first time, they win. $100, you win $1,000. They say, it works!
Yeah, true.
Hey, in order for me to gain $1,000, I have to work 1 month! Very hard working! 10 minutes, I earned $1,000. That's it. Satan's temptation, isn't it?
True.
Yeah.
Eventually, you will lose everything. And you have to sell your house, you have to sell your car, you have to sell everything. That's called death addictions. Drugs is everywhere.
I heard it.
It's a hot topic in Philippines. Police is killing everybody, huh?
Drug users.
Drug is everywhere. I heard this South Africa, small little kids, the elementary kids, they're doing drugs now. South Africa, not just South Africa, it's everywhere. Whole world is big trouble on drugs. Why? Satan is behind and they want to destroy everybody. But praise the Lord, God will not let Satan destroy everybody. Because Jesus Christ is the Savior of this world. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
His name is Jesus, and the name Jesus means Savior of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Jesus Christ came to find the Lordship. That's why He came onto to this earth 2,000 years ago. He came to find you and me. Amen.
Amen.
No matter what, He will find you. Listen to this. This is the gospel. No matter what, He will find you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will find you until He finds you. He will never give up on you. Amen.
Amen.
This is the religion. Religion means man tried to find God. Lost sheep is trying to find the shepherd. That's a religion. We, believers, Christian, God is finding lost sheep. That's the difference. No matter how much you try to reach God with your own effort, listen, you cannot reach God. He's too high. But God says, I'm going to come down. I'm going to come down to their level and I'm going to reach them because I love them. And He came. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you need to do? You just need to receive that gift. My love for my wife, I want to give gifts. All she needs to do is receive it. Hallelujah. If you reject my gift, I will be hurt. God will be hurt if you reject His gift. And His best gift for you is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, when the shepherd finds the sheep, he puts on his shoulder. You know what this shoulder means? It means power. Jesus Christ has the power. He's the ultimate power because He rose again from the dead. He defeated death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And He goes home. He goes home. Brothers and sisters, church is your home.
Amen.
This is your home.
Amen.
We are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are family by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. Because we will be living together forever, eternally, in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. And He rejoiced with me. I have found my Lordship. Rejoicing together as a body of Christ. This is what church life is all about. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Why do we rejoice? Why do we dance? I know who I am. And rejoice. Why? Because this is what church life is all about. This is what church life is all about. God rejoices over you. The Bible says He sings over you. He rejoices over you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is inviting you this afternoon, said, my son, my daughter, my child, rejoice with me today. Rejoice with me. I have saved you. I died for you. I rose again from the dead for you. Rejoice with me. Hallelujah. What do you need to do? You need to do two things. Very simple. Just do these two things. Your name will be written in the book of life. You will have eternal life. Right now, on this time, if you do. Repent and receive. Repeat after me. Repent.
Repent.
Receive.
Receive.
Repent means U-turn. Change your mind. Change your mind. I was walking on the road of death. I'm going to change from road of death to road of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's a repent.
Amen.
Second, receive. John 1:12. Let's read it together. Begin. Yet to all who receive Him. Who's Him? Jesus Christ. To those who believe in His name. What is His name?
Jesus
Christ. He gave them right to become children of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All who receive, that's what it means to believe. If you say, I believe in Jesus, that means I receive Him. I receive His name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can have eternal life right now. Just say, I receive Jesus into my heart.
Amen.
Just say this, I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
Come on, I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
Just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing this song, I believe. Can we sing this song?
I believe. What song? For Jesus. Huh? Oh, okay.
Let's all stand together, sing this song.